The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
In Texas.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gal Media station.
That streak was great, you know, but I was just doing it because that's what he had to do in order to keep our heads above water. Now we have a full roster back. You look at the roster, I mean, the stat line, we had multiple guys in double figures, which is great to see. So hopefully we can keep that up. Like I said, catch a rhythm.
Yeah, so the streak comes to an end. Maybe they can just focus on winning games now. We shall see. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is blitzed. At Degenerates 975. And you can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And it's a Tuesday and it's miserable outside and everybody's usually in a bad mood. Don't be. Let's have some fun today. Don't bring the negativity. Let's have a good day, man.
What's good, Falcon?
Not much, man. I'm just excited to be here.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's been a very productive work day.
What'd you get done?
Posted 5 stories to Sports Map this morning, wrote my column for tomorrow, 2 days of horse picks, and a bunch of emails back and forth to get some coverage of some stuff.
Okay.
So I feel like that's a lot accomplished.
Yeah.
We were talking about this before the show. Mondays and Tuesdays are my really, really busy days. So now when I get into Wednesday, I can kind of start focusing on other stuff. So, but right now, I can focus on the show.
That's what I like to hear. So yesterday we had Refrigerator Gate.
Yes, we did. And if you missed the last hour of the show, 2 beers that AJ had purchased for Tyler disappeared. We did some sleuthing. We found a suspect, and I was looking forward to pulling DNA and fingerprints off the...
We got a full confession.
But we got a full confession.
We got a full confession. I'm not going to name the employee.
No.
But I want to pull back the curtain on some of what went on in the email chains yesterday. So I told Tyler to send out a message to Culture Map, the Culture Map staff, saying, listen, someone took these items from me. Please return them. And hoping that someone would go ahead and return them. So he did just that. And as you know, Culture Map has offices in Houston, Austin, and Dallas.
Yes.
So the headquarters, I mean, it's a Gal company, so it's...
Right.
It's,
we all of those are part of the Gal umbrella.
Right. But, I mean, the deal is that you know, so Tyler tried to email the Houston office.
Right.
He made a clerical error, and the email went out to everyone in Culture Map. To which someone replied to him, "Tyler, I don't know you, and as an employee in Dallas, I certainly didn't take your beer. A friendly piece of advice, sending out an all-employee email complaining about someone taking two beers is not a good look. I'm sure you're frustrated, but maybe think a bit more before involving the whole company next time." Okay. I was also on this email. I let that one go.
Yeah.
And then a couple other people got in and said, "Sounds super sketch. Wasn't me." And that's someone who's not from here. And then someone else from the VP of sales and marketing said, "Agreed. What kind of beers were these?" Then Tyler said, "They weren't just Bud Light, if anyone's wondering. Ha ha. It was some stuff from a local brewery that has since sold out and will be very hard to get. We found the culprit, though, and he's making it right." Back to the same guy who's complainer guy.
Yeah.
"Can we please stop copying the entire company on a Houston inner office dispute? Nobody who works in other cities took the beer or needs to be involved in the grievance." So this is where I jump in.
Yeah, because I have to say, you know, and I work very closely with Culture Map, some of the Dallas contingent can be little bitches.
I'll ask you about this guy off the air. Yeah. I say, "Hey, let's try something different. If you get an email that doesn't pertain to you, simply ignore and delete it. This will take less time than replying and complaining about an email that doesn't matter to you. Thanks." So then he emails me directly. "AJ, this whole thing started with someone complaining to the entire company about a relatively small matter. I think it's interesting that you would chide me instead of the person who started the complaining in the first place. Dear sir, I am Tyler's manager. I told him to email the Culture Map staff. He made the mistake on hitting the full Culture Map staff and not just the local office. What was taken isn't the issue. It's a fact that someone took something that doesn't belong to them and isn't the first time that this has happened. I apologize for any inconvenience receiving that email must have caused you. I would say chastising the guy for making a mistake multiple times via email would probably fall under complaining about a relatively small matter. Now, wouldn't it?" He did not reply to that email. So I feel like at that point, the point was made.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like a Twitter battle where you just drop the mic. There's nothing they can say to that.
Yeah.
But as the prosecuting attorney in this, I believe that we've reached a plea agreement.
We have.
Time served, 1 year probation, and restitution.
Yep.
Which he made. And in his defense, he really didn't think he did anything wrong. He didn't. There was no malicious intent to it.
I mean, there was no... if he thought he was doing something wrong, I don't think he would have thrown the cans away in his office trash
can. Yeah, yeah. He made a mistake. He thought that they were extras that
were just for the public consumption.
Right, right. So,
but the move is
it was still
to ask.
It's still a crime, but it's not. There was no intent, so it's not murder. It's more like manslaughter.
Yeah,
and I don't think it's going to happen again.
Oh, I'm almost certain it won't happen again.
And, you know, let's make it clear that it was not Eric Sandler or Stevie D or any of those guys over there, okay? I don't want the wrong impression to get out about our Culture Map brethren. Because those guys are made guys, and if they wanted to take something, it'd probably be okay. Because they're capos.
No.
And they wouldn't, because Eric gives stuff away, so does Steve. So,
yeah, we don't want to set a precedent where anyone's allowed to take other people's stuff.
You know, made guys can get away with stuff.
Well, it depends on who you take from, right?
That's true. I mean, if you take from another made guy, which Tyler is,
there's a problem.
We have to have a sit-down.
Yeah.
And
the sit-down's been had now.
Yeah.
The sit-down has been had between me and basically Culture Map. And now it seems that everyone is on the exact same page. So I don't expect that there will be any issues going forward.
Interestingly enough, I did not get that email.
The Culture Map staff
email? Yeah. I should have been on that. So.
Interesting.
Yeah. But.
Maybe Tyler deleted you from it. He didn't want you to be bothered with it. He knows you're a made man.
Well, I was also the guy who was texting the Culture Map people to.
That's true.
Force the restitution.
Yeah, figure this thing out.
First thing I said was, dude better be on his way to the brewery right now. And he was. So. But, yeah, he did not get the same beer, though.
You couldn't.
Because
that
was all
what I told
out.
You yesterday. Yeah, those beers aren't going to be available. But
he did provide more beer than he took. So it's all good. So 713-780-ESP is your number. So that's what... See, this is the kind of stuff we wind up having to deal with in management that you have no business having to deal with, is people stealing beer. You know, but... And then people responding with snotty emails. I'm really curious to find out who this is now because...
No, well, you'll know in 4 minutes.
Oh, but it's all solved. But
I don't know who he is. He may be a big noise, but...
Yeah. No, nobody's bigger than you, AJ.
Well, yeah.
So
I think if he were bigger than me, he would have swung back, but he just decided, you know what?
Yeah.
I'll pass.
Yeah. Well, I'll be able to give you the entire 411 here in a few minutes, and then we'll see. I actually watched almost my first entire Rockets game start to finish last night because there was nothing else on TV. I usually tune in for the fourth quarter of the second half, or I'll watch a little early and then come back later.
Right.
I usually don't watch the whole games because, frankly, they're boring. But I did watch last night, and your guy Harden's streak came to an end.
Yeah.
Everybody was giving him kudos for not trying to score with 10 seconds left.
It wasn't going to happen.
Atlanta had four guys on him. It was like he looked up and said, no, this isn't going to happen.
You might pick up this last assist.
Yeah.
You ain't putting it in. And also, had he chucked up a shot with three guys around him, he would have looked like such a tool. So, I think he did the wise thing for his reputation at that point. And I'm with you, like what you said in the intro, I'm hoping that this means that the Rockets brand of basketball will change a little bit now, and maybe we'll see a more team-centered game going forward, and hopefully have a little bit more success than what they've... I guess success is relative. I mean, they're in first place in the division, so things... Back to the divisions. Who's the other team? It's Houston, San Antonio, New Orleans, Dallas, and who's the fifth team? That's how little divisions matter.
Yeah.
Right. Memphis, that's who it is. But, yeah, so, I mean, they're doing fine. It's just... They could be better than what they've been lately.
A32 says, maybe try putting your name on it so it's clear that it's not something open to the office. No.
That's unnecessary.
No. I mean, in a civilized society and in a civilized organization, which for the most part we are, people respect that if something's in the refrigerator, it's not there for you to be given to you. Because if we have stuff...
What's simpler?
Because you know what we do when we have stuff to give away? Do you know what every one of us does?
Put a sign on that.
No, we walk around and give them to people.
Yeah, but that's the thing. If there was beer for public consumption in that fridge, there would be a sign on it or an email sent out saying, hey, there's a bunch of beer in the fridge. Feel free to it.
Exactly. Or, hey, we brought in some extras if you guys want it. Great. I mean, I tend to walk around and just hand stuff out and say, hey, or if we've got food for everybody once... Everybody who's supposed to get it has it. We let people know, hey, there's food over here if you guys want it.
He's defending that behavior. It's absurd.
It's the same person who reclines. You know, that's
is that a text?
Yeah, that's a text. That's a seat recliner is what
that is. It's got to be a text. No one would tweet that out because then they're putting their name on it.
Yeah, exactly. Crazy. Exactly. But tell you what, I'm going to put my name on Innovative Lasers of Houston. And I don't know if you saw the commercial that I did with them a couple weeks ago, but the before and after photos are just amazing. And going for a second round now. Going to get some more inches off. I lost over 7 inches doing this. And they're going to guarantee you 3 to 11 inches in 2 weeks. And if you don't think that makes a difference, then believe me, I every time I look at myself, I go, okay, this is working. So I wanted to do some more. So they got a great special for you. Just be one of the first 100 to call. And you're going to here's your number, 281-888-3094. You got to mention ESPN 97.5. You're going to get 50% off the regular price and 3 sessions free. There's nothing painful about this. There's no downtime. You basically go in there, and there's nothing invasive. It's just a laser, and it works. And the inches go away, the fat goes away, and you feel much better. And they can target areas. My biggest problem was I could not get it off my gut, no matter how much I dieted, no matter how much I worked out. Well, they targeted that, and guess what? Boom, gone. Give them a call, 281-888-3094. Make sure you mention ESPN 97.5 to get 50% off the regular price and 3 free sessions. For more information, log on to InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com. Make sure you tell them you heard about it on ESPN 97.5 so you can get that deal. 281-888-3094, InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listen, whether you're driving the kids to school or heading out of town for the weekend, big trucks that break the rules put you in big danger. If you're a victim, you need to call lawyer and former judge Terry Bryant at 713-973-8888. Don't let trucking companies haul away your rights. For big truck crashes, call board-certified lawyer and former judge Terry Bryant at 713-973-8888. 713-973-8888.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Now that I know who it was who emailed you, bleep him.
Expendable?
Yeah. Let's, nobody's bigger than you, A.J.
I told you, somebody's got to go for this. Maybe it's him.
That's just a whiny little response is what it is, and
it's a Dallas move.
Have a life. That not asking for much. Just have a life. Let's squeeze in a call real quick. Ed, you're on the Blitz. Go,
gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, sports.
So Fred, I pinged you from the track Saturday night. I didn't realize you had picks on the pick sheet until I turned it over, and of course, then I saw your name on it. The gold standard was met. And let's just say that you got me to the pay window four times there, pal. Well done.
Oh, well, good job. Good job.
I appreciate you putting the info out there. I pay attention to the show, and even stood on the show, but until you're at the track, it's hard to really grasp what's going on. You know what I mean?
Awesome, man. Congratulations.
Yeah. So, in any event, you got me to Sizzler, man. Well played.
All right. Good job. I love that. Somebody says, people should know damn well not to get in between a bearded white guy and craft beer. Shame.
Yeah, that's a foolish move.
Yeah. So... the thing is, it has more value to Tyler than it does to the person who took it, because AJ went and waited in line for it.
Right.
And if you do that, you're taking time out of your day. That's to me, you should understand that. You should understand that some things mean more to people than other things, right? So, like, assigned jersey or something is going to mean a bunch to somebody. I don't care about it.
So to me, it's not so much about what was taken as that something was taken.
Right.
Like, I had already given this to Tyler, so it didn't really matter. I mean, to me personally.
Right.
I mean, it mattered to Tyler, obviously, but it matters to me that someone took something without asking. That's, as you know, it.
Well, it's.
I've lost my mind in here over people touching my headphones and stuff like that.
It has been a problem.
Yeah,
and there have been other things disappear. I had some whiskey disappear from my office. There wasn't much left in the bottle, so it wasn't enough to get mad over. But usually, to be fair, I also tell people, "Hey, this is in my office. If you want some,
yeah."
So I'm not going to bitch about that. But the people that I tell that didn't take it, so right. Somebody else did. But that doesn't mean it's open to everybody. It's like you and Aaron, Tyler, Brandon, Josh, those guys, Sandler, Stevie. Yeah. That's about the list. Anybody else, you need to ask. So it's an ongoing problem, and hopefully we've solved it. Hopefully it's not going to happen again. 713-780-ESPN, Longhorn Dimitri. So you acted out your own Blitz True Detective.
Kind of.
This was easier. This was more of a Law and Order episode. We were able to do it in an hour.
Yeah.
And
the crime was solved rather quickly.
Yeah. Well, when your first suspect winds up being the person.
If this were a movie, the first suspect would have looked really, really guilty.
Yeah. And then
it wouldn't have been him. It would have been it would have been someone close to us that we never suspected, like Aaron.
Right. Right.
You know, so.
And if it were a Law and Order episode, they would have appeared in the second segment. And seemed to be completely innocent.
Right.
But there would be something a little creepy about them. And you'd realize that, okay, that's who they're going to come back to in the next segment.
Like Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
At first glance, oh, that's just a regular old man. At second glance, he's trying to terrorize the amusement park, and he would have gotten away with it if it weren't for us meddling kids.
Well, I kind of wish. It's like now this other stuff I want to investigate.
Like what?
Like the other stuff that's disappeared now.
Oh, well, I think it's too late. The evidence trail's gone cold on a lot of those
cases. Well, they're cold cases, but you can solve a cold case. There was a whole show called Cold Cases.
Yeah.
If they can do it, why can't we?
We don't have any DNA. We don't have any old witnesses.
You know what we need, though? A lab.
What we just need is cameras everywhere.
Well, we've got that kind of covered now.
I mean, everywhere.
Well, not everywhere, but we've got cameras in places where the important stuff is.
And signs, you want to put signs up? Hey, if you take stuff that isn't yours, you're fired the next day, period. That's what the signs will say.
But see, we don't need those. We shouldn't need those.
No. Like we said yesterday, it's just like having a, like you don't need a sign at the grocery store that says, wait in line for checkout. You don't just barrel up to the front of the line and tell people you're in a hurry and just go ahead because that's not how civilized society works.
Why do people do that on airplanes then?
Because they're not civilized. Once people get in an airplane, they're not civilized anymore.
Dude, I didn't realize.
We know that.
I didn't realize this until yesterday, but there was a 767 that crashed in the Trinity River over the weekend.
What?
Yeah. You didn't see that?
No.
It was a Amazon Prime cargo plane.
Yep.
Oh,
and
no.
Fortunately, of course, I said this at home and was chastised because I said, boy, it could have been so much worse. And my wife's like, what do you mean? Three people died. And I go, well, it could have been a passenger plane and it could have landed in a populated area.
Yeah.
That thing landed in the water, fortunately. So, yeah, I don't know how I missed that. Major plane crash right here off of our coast in the Trinity River. And there you go. Pink Valkyrie says Maddie enjoyed the Scooby-Doo reference.
Well, that's good. You're welcome.
Would have gotten away with it if not for you meddling little kids. So, yeah, that happened. And here's the other thing, just last thing I'm going to say about this. I mean, okay, yeah, sometimes we drink beer during the day here. That's fine. Sometimes we drink alcohol during the day. But, I mean, who goes and takes somebody else's beer and then drinks during the day while they're at work?
Yeah.
And usually when we do it, it's like, oh, okay, Eric's coming in. We're going to talk about Carbach.
Right.
Or, hey, we're doing a whiskey social. Or, hey, we've got, I got an extra bottle here. Let's all partake. Nobody goes and says, I'm going to go take that bottle off that dude's desk and just drink it. I don't get people. I really don't. Robert says, I bet it was a hoax by Tyler himself to try to get a raise. See, that would have been some next level stuff.
Tyler just got a raise.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what he was going for.
Yeah. But
I think he just wanted those beers.
But see, that would take it to the next. Yeah, that takes you to the next level there when you do that from a story perspective. So I'm trying to figure out how I can turn this case into a script for Law & Order SVU, but we've got to have a sex victim in it somehow.
Yeah.
So I haven't quite figured all that out yet, but that's still my goal is to write a Law & Order episode. And all that's left is SVU. In the case of the missing beer would be great if somebody got murdered, but there has to be some kind of sexual element to it now. So not only do they have to steal Tyler's beer, they have to molest him.
That's easy enough to write in.
I think so. And then we'll.
Used it to roofie somebody?
But if you stole it, you'd be roofing yourself.
Yeah. And then the thief takes advantage of you.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's a thought.
Yeah.
Or the thief brings new beer and puts the roofies in those. It makes you feel
the thief actually brought new beer today.
I know. I mean, yeah, look, all great fiction is based on reality.
Okay. Well, now I'm a little concerned about the new beer.
713-780-ESPN is your number. And yeah. You know what? At least he survived, but if he hadn't.
Well, he would have been at My Computer Career trying to get a new gig. Over 10,000 people went there last year, or excuse me, not last year. 10,000 people went to mycomputercareer.edu last month and took that free career evaluation. They started 2019 in a crappy job, not making enough money, and they went and did something about it. And at My Computer Career, They can start their new life as an IT pro in months, not years, even with no experience. Helping people start an IT career is what they do, and it's not too late for you to join them. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take their free career evaluation today. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take that free career evaluation today. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Where are you? We got some work to do now. Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? We need some help from you now.
ESPN 97.5.
Ruling suicide.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. You got to get a little quicker on that trigger finger there, because I'm always, you're just about a half a beat slow on that. MagDaddy says that plane may have hit turbulence, cargo shifted to bring the plane down. Other aircraft reported moderate to severe turbulence in the same area the plane was last found on radar, and Saturday was a really windy day. Still, man, that's an awful big plane to be brought down by cargo. And then Donna on text line said that you can follow the Chambers County Sheriff's Department to catch up on pics and stuff. And I don't know why. I'm always fascinated with aviation, but plane crashes always, I'm always really interested, especially when it's a big one like that. But, yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. So I'm going to solve this whole thing so it never happens again. I mean, I don't think it's going to happen again anyway, but I'm going to get a refrigerator in my office.
Oh, I'm planning on doing that too.
But I'm going to get one that's got a combination lock that about six of us will have, and we can put our stuff in there. It'll be the six people I trust.
Yeah.
So it'll be you, Aaron, Tyler, Stevie D, Eric Sandler, and David Gal. That's okay. It. Those are the people who are going to have access.
I'm going to have a mini fridge in my office soon, and my office just has a lock on the door. Because what's happening in my office is, at night, people are going in there and eating. So then my office smells like Indian food when I get there in the morning.
It is tasting so good.
And someone brought in a raggedy, there was I guess it was one of those rolling chairs that had one of the arms broken.
Oh, great.
And someone just threw it into my office and shut the door. So when I walked in this morning, I bump into this chair. I'm like, dude, what's going on here?
I assumed you locked your office to begin with.
I haven't been, but it's going forward, that's going to be the case.
It's sad. It really is. One day I walked in, and somebody who has an office of their own, which is quite big, was using mine for a meeting. And I get a text from Brandon and said, hey, did you give this person permission to use your office? I'm like, no, I'm gone for, I was gone for a half hour to go get lunch.
Yeah. Come on.
And you have your own office and it's nice and big. Let's try a call. Noel or Noel. I'm not sure which, but we'll go with Noel.
Noel. It's Noel.
Ah, what's up, Noel?
How are y'all doing?
We're doing sports. How are you?
Good. I got a revenge story on someone taking someone's food. You want to hear about it?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay. It wasn't me personally, but I know somebody, or this lady or whatever. People kept stealing her lunch in the refrigerator, in the company's refrigerator. And she kept tired of dealing with it. She kept asking around. Nobody confessed. So she got really pissed off. So one day, she bought some weed and put it in her lunch and let someone eat it. And then she put the word out that there is weed and drugs in the office. So, of course, the cops came by and everything and did drug tests and all that fun mess. And they found out who'd been stealing her lunch after a whole entire month.
Where did she work that they drug tested?
Yeah.
Where do you
work?
They
ended up drug testing all the employees. And there's only one guy was the only guy that failed that drug test.
See, the problem with that at our office. The problem with that at our office is I would fail the drug test.
Me too.
Fred would fail the drug test. We're not trying. We've got to come up with something different.
That's good, though. That's good. It's extreme.
Yeah.
My thought is get a bottle. Not a beer that I like a lot, but one that somebody would grab, pee in it, put the cap back on it, and let them steal that one.
Once someone smells urine, though, they're not drinking
it. But just not enough to where it, get a really pungent beer.
Yeah.
And you put just enough urine in there. It doesn't have to be the whole beer. I mean, we're talking like two sips of that, and you've got your revenge. But I mean, that's some next level stuff there that she's talking about.
Yeah.
I like that.
Pretty sure that's illegal, too. Because there was that one woman who got arrested for putting breast milk in everybody's creamer because they were drinking her creamer years ago.
That would gross me out.
I have a feeling weed is an even more punishable offense.
Yeah, well,
than breast milk.
Depends on where you are around here. If that's outside the city limits, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Fortunately, in the great city of Houston, we can just.
I'm literally like 2 miles from being outside the city limits. I lucked out on that.
Yeah, yeah. But I know this is something that happens in every office. And I hate that it happened here. That's all. Because I genuinely like almost everybody in this office.
Yep.
We've got good people here.
There's good people and bad people on both sides.
There are. There's good people and bad people on the culture map side. There's good people and bad people on the other side. But, 713-780-ESPN. Kenny says, empty a bottle of Visine in the beer. Man, you guys are serious about this.
Yeah.
Putting weed in there, breast milk, Visine. I was just talking about a little urine.
Just a little urine.
Just a little urine, yeah. Oh, boy. So he says a lot of people talking about laxative, putting laxative in there. Then you could tell because he's going to the bathroom every 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's true.
There is that. So,
and it's funny because I still get accused. I'm still getting accused of turning the lights off on people in the bathroom. I did that to one person, which was Barry Laminack.
Yeah,
and it was funny. And but now there's like someone doing it. Like serially.
Oh, really?
And it's happening regularly. And now people are like, dude, did you turn the light off on me? And I'm like, no.
I don't even touch the light because it comes on automatically.
Right.
So why mess with it?
But someone thinks it's funny to go when someone's blowing it up, which I thought was funny once. But obviously,
and you knew who it was, too.
To. I'm not just doing it willy nilly to strangers, first of all.
Yeah, because what happens when you do that to David Gal?
Exactly.
We had a big issue over that, believe it or not, when we worked for Cumulus right before you came over, the GM before Peter, apparently someone turned the lights out while he was in there.
Oh boy.
And he went nuts.
Oh,
he was like sending out emails. You want to know who turned the light out? And I'm trying to think, man, was it me? And I mean, it could have been cause I was like really hungover, and wasn't really paying attention, but I didn't know who did it, but he got, I mean, legitimately pissed off over it. It's like, come on, it's not worth all that. It's just, nice little email. Hey, dude, don't turn the lights out on me. And he was a laid-back dude. It's like the only time he got pissed about anything was this.
Yeah.
And it's like, really? It's that serious? You never know what's going to trigger someone, AJ. So he says, Visine will kill someone.
Well, yeah. Let's not kill someone.
We don't want death. I don't want death. I just want to... want to make them responsible for their actions. That's all.
Yeah.
Mike said, I once added a lot of Tabasco sauce to my uncle's beer, so there's a less extreme option. See, that's kind of what I'm looking for. We don't want anything cruel.
Yeah.
We just want revenge.
We want justice.
Exactly. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Hey, guess who? You want to talk about a long fall? Your buddy Christian Hackenberg has been benched in the AAF.
Not surprised.
And replaced by Zach Mettenberger.
Not surprised.
That guy was a second-round pick. I remember there was talk that he shouldn't even be drafted, and then he went in the second round, and then he sucked.
Yep.
And then he went to a lesser league, and then he sucked some more.
Yep.
I mean, that guy had 1 year. That's like Bill O'Brien's one shining moment is his year when Christian Hackenberg was not useless at Penn State. And that guy's been just terrible ever since. So,
do you believe that there was thought given to drafting him here? Like, was that? Do you think there was a discussion at some point in that room?
I'm sure. I'm sure there was a lot of discussion about it, but at the time, you know, wasn't that the same draft as Watson?
No. It was
the year before?
It was the Goff Wentz draft.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sure there was a lot of discussion, but they wouldn't take him in the second round.
No. In fact, he literally went one pick after Nick Martin. So the Texans had a chance to take him, and they passed. But how great would it have been had they said, all right, Tom Savage, hand the reins over to Christian Hackenberg.
Well, I'm pretty sure y'all had a caller when he got released that said, hey, what if the Texans pick him up because O'Brien did such great things with him. They could pay cheap for him and he could be the next star.
Yeah. Well, I will say this. The next pick the Texans had was Braxton Miller.
Well, he's just as useless. So
former successful college quarterbacks who are no longer welcome in the NFL.
Hmm. Yeah, that one worked out for him.
Yep.
713-780-ESPN is the number, 713-780-3776.
I've got a crazy teacher sex story.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like a really good one. And by the way, I mean, I'm not one to condone what's happened here, but hot teacher, by the way. So if you factor that in, which, I mean, I obviously don't. I think that it's wrong, period. But if you are the kind of person who factors teacher hotness in, this ranks high on the scale.
Okay. I'm curious now.
Yeah, we'll get to that on the other side. I got to tell you what's going on with the Rockets. And, of course, the Rockets got the win last night. The streak broke, but big deal. Guess what's happening next? The Rockets Dog Walk, the 7th annual Houston Rockets Dog Walk. Every dog has his day. This year it's Saturday. At the 7th annual Houston Rockets Dog Walk presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka, benefiting the Herman Park Conservancy. It's the perfect event for you and your furry friend to enjoy the beautiful Lake Plaza at Herman Park. Choose between two different walking trails. You can take the short one around McGovern Lake and the Jones Reflection Pool, or the 2.75-mile walk within the heart of Herman Park. Every participant is going to get a T-shirt, a goodie bag, and a ticket to an upcoming Houston Rockets game. Register today for the 7th annual Houston Rockets Dog Walk at rockets.com/thedogwalk. Oh, it's true. I say I do, and half the time I don't. Maybe
I can't make what it may take to leave this thing behind. You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys. Sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hey, guys, please check out sportsmap.com, mainly because some of us are working our ass off on it. Good video from Joel, talking about Rockets, ready to get back to team basketball now that they've got everybody back. Charlie Polillo has a video on Harden's scoring streak being over, but the Rockets being better off because of it. Jermaine has his column on overreactions and hot takes, like people saying the Rockets are better without Harden yesterday, apparently. There's a really good college basketball wrap-up from some guy named A.J. Hoffman.
I've heard about him.
And then Joel has a column on the Texans have options if they want to add a wide receiver this offseason, which I'm coming around more and more that that's not a need, but because I kind of think... It depends on Will Fuller's health.
Yeah.
Which it's always going to.
Will Fuller's health. We already know what's going to happen.
Yeah. But I kind of liked what they did with DeAndre Carter last year as a reserve.
I'd be interested to see what he can do.
Yeah. I always like guys that can play special teams. Your college basketball podcast is on there under gambling. And Soccer Report from Victor is up. all kinds of good stuff, including the Dynamo tonight. So, by the way, Glenn Davis is going to be at King's Court tomorrow. Is that correct?
Yes.
Right after
our show.
I'm going to try to swing by for a little bit and say hello, because that's in my neighborhood.
This is Brittany Zamora, Fred.
Yes, I would.
As she's a teacher nine, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, she's probably, and that's not a flattering
That's
photo.
A mugshot.
Yeah, she's probably a real-life 7.5, 8.
She is 27 years old, and she is formerly a teacher.
Formerly?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's unlikely to be a teacher again anytime soon.
What's her name
soon.
Again?
Brittany Zamora.
Okay.
She engaged in multiple sex acts, which include even a 15-year-old student. She used to find her victims via a California-based hookup website called GetYourHoe.com.
Hmm. Actually, seeing her made up, she looks better without makeup.
Oh, really?
Because it makes her face look kind of wide. Not real attractive. See, but the mugshot looked pretty good.
Well, there's also a picture of her in her wedding dress with her husband. Not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that's more of a full body shot. That's
you heard that right. She is married to Daniel Zamora, whom she had known since she was 15, ironically. Between January and February of this year, between January 1st and February 1st, so a month, this relationship between her and a 15-year-old began to blossom. She made him feel comfortable with her inappropriate overtures. She sent him nude photos. It was found that she had been posting these private pictures publicly on the website mentioned above under the profile name Naughty Teacher.
Mm.
And then it got physical.
Okay.
They had sex on 3 occasions during that time. She also reportedly... by the way, I know it's like halfway through the story, but if you've got kids in the car, don't listen to this. What's wrong with
At
you?
At least to the rest of it, because I get the sense it's about to take a turn.
Oh,
here.
It takes a turn. She performed oral pleasure on 5 of her students at the same time, apparently in order to teach them about the real world.
Okay, just can I ask you a question? How many...
By the way, that never happens in the real world.
That's what I was about to say. How many women in the real world are 5 at a time?
How many dudes in the real world stand around with 4 of their buddies? Not me.
Yeah,
it's too much for me.
I'm not going to share.
Several texts were preserved, including, "I want to bleep you, baby. I want you every day with no time limit. If I could quit my job and bleep you all day long, I would." The parents discovered this because, first of all, this is horrible too. They had an app installed on his phone so they could spy on everything that was going on. That shouldn't be allowed. That should be illegal. But I mean, in this case, you know, it's... parents contacted the principal, and he urged students not to fall for this and immediately report such incidents to him. The website, GetYourHoe.com, was then blocked from all school servers, and the case was filed.
It probably should have been blocked from school servers to begin
with.
Although
maybe they didn't realize that GetYourHoe.com was a thing.
Well, was it H-O-E? Because maybe it was a farm thing.
Yeah, that's what it is H-O-E.
Yeah, so it's a farm thing.
Hours later, she was arrested, and there's a picture of her being arrested at the school. Not a great look for a teacher. Here's sort of the twist. Because there was someone else who knew about this relationship for some unknown period of time before the rest, it was her husband. Her husband was aware that this was going on.
So he was kind of riding with it?
He was cool with it. They've got one of those relationships where...
And that's fine. If you know,
whatever you're into in your personal life,
it's
fine.
As long as both people agree on it, that's all good.
But just use, like, depending on the state, use an 18 or a 17-year-old, not a 15-year-old.
Right.
That's...
I believe when it's illegal, they call it an accessory.
That's called crime. Mr. Zamora called the boy's parents multiple times and pleaded with them not to go to police over these reports. Bizarrely, the husband made an offer to the boy's father that the two men could resolve the situation through a fight.
Oh, I thought he was going to offer to, you know.
I don't think so. But you
service
can't
service the dad.
Statutory rape in California apparently not allowed to be trial by combat. That's not an acceptable outcome.
Jerry Lannister, I find you guilty.
Yeah.
And now I'm crushing your head.
She made an appearance in court last Friday. She's charged with multiple counts of sexual contact with a minor, child molestation, and transmitting obscene material. Another student
probably
admitted,
need to see this material to see if it's obscene, though. We need to judge that ourselves, I think.
Well, another student admitted to having witnessed the sexual relationship between teacher and student, and also admitted that Zamora had sent him an illicit photo as well. She's just, I mean, getyourho.com, guy.
Wow.
Come getyourho.com. Some of us have observed they believe these illegal relationships in which teachers prey upon the students are happening more frequently. And they're more likely to get caught now because there's always an electronic trail going on behind them. But yeah, some oddities in that one.
Okay,
the five students at one time, odd. The husband knowing and encouraging, odd. Offering to fight the boy's dad,
very odd.
Odd.
Yeah. So if you go to getyourho.com, it takes you to a site called tours.hushlove.com.
Okay.
And it's called Hush Love. It says, we find bad girls in your area that want to bleep.
Okay.
Then it says, warning, not a dating site.
Just a bleeping site.
And then says, continue if you want to bleep. That's as far as I'm going with the site, just
you're
so you know.
What?
No.
What do you mean?
No,
that's as far as you're going.
I'm not going any farther.
Get your hoe, Fred.
No, I don't. I think the gold standard's already been taken and in jail now, so.
That's too bad.
Yeah. But I had to check it. Okay, I'm sorry. I had to see what that website was. But it's basically one of those, you know, I'm guessing it's what it sounds like.
I'm guessing that's probably accurate.
Pay for this. Any other weird stuff to that?
No, that's the end of the story. Okay. I think we've talked enough about sex.
Yeah, well.
Teacher-student sex. It's horrible.
Okay, it's got to stop. It really
it's
does.
It's got to stop, guys.
This is an epidemic. And Texas is.
Especially when it's male teacher, female student. Totally unacceptable.
I think they're both unacceptable at this stage.
Would you have been mad if your son had done that with Miss Zamora?
If he had four others at the same time, yeah, I would have been a little unhappy.
Yeah, but. What about the one-on-one?
I
would have high-fived.
I would not have high-fived.
You would have high-fived.
I would have given him a shame bell, a public shame bell.
Shame.
And prosecuted her to the fullest extent of the law. Because I watch a lot of SVU, and you can't have that. And then privately, I'd be like, good job, buddy. Yeah. No, I think at this point, yeah, and I don't understand from the older person's perspective. I'll never understand the attraction to kids. I mean,
yeah, it's beyond me too.
Yeah. So, well, now she gets, you know what? She'll be one of the more attractive ones in lady prison.
She will be.
I bet she'll be paying guards for time. So, oh, Big Aggie Steve said, I saw it was a 13-year-old boy. Ooh, that's even worse. Dude, yeah, I just, it's weird, man. It's a weird world we live in.
Has anyone gotten more, have you seen, we talked about the beer that Tyler got stolen. I've seen in probably 100 different spots on the internet, this Lucky Charms beer that's being released.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
I've seen that.
A beer that I've never, from a brewery I don't even know, and I know most breweries. It's like, it's gone viral. Saturday Morning Marshmallows IPA will be released on March 2nd. So,
yeah,
but I'm seeing that thing all over the
place. That's another one of those things that I don't know why you need to put Lucky Charms and beer. Some things just don't go together. Peanut butter and ice cream, for instance. Love them both.
Yeah.
Don't really want them together.
I had a Lucky Charms marshmallow stout, like where they just had like the marshmallows were used in the stout.
And that would be better because
it was really good.
Because let's be honest, nobody wants to eat the regular part of Lucky Charms. You only want the marshmallows. 409 said he checked the site and it took him something called InstaCheat. Yeah, I bet it takes you to the
all. Guys, quit going to getyourhoe.com.
No, we're just checking it out, man. You know, we just want to see where it takes you. I bet if I did it again, it takes me to a different site.
Lamont says, what if you went to getyourwhore.com and put in your name, your area, and they returned your wife? Not you guys, but in general. I would probably ask my wife to politely leave.
I'd probably ask her why I'm not getting my percentage.
Exactly. Where's my cut?
Where's my cut?
I'd call the cops on her.
Interesting. That'd be a good idea. Of course, then you wind up having to...
I'd call the cops for her hoeing. But you can't make a hoe a housewife. Everyone knows that. And I feel like Mr. Zamora tried to make a hoe a housewife.
Yeah.
And then tried to let her hoe.
I'd like to know what his end of the bargain was, what he was getting out of it.
You know, there's some dudes who that's just what they like.
Yeah.
That's not you?
Nah, really not interested in...
Well, you're not the kind of guy who likes to watch his wife make out with other guys at the bar?
No.
You're against it?
No, I kind of politely ask her to stop every time she does it.
Yeah, that's what normal guys do.
All right, guys. Tell you what normal people do, too, when it comes to their iPhones. You're on your iPhone all the time now, right? And everything's changed, man. We got everything but flying cars. But you know what we do have? Go's iPhone app. The first ever on-demand car insurance experience. It's fast, reliable. It's integrated with Apple, so there's no questionable web forms handling your data. It's a 21st century solution to car insurance for those who don't feel like being stuck in the past. And guys, you're on your iPhone all the time. I know I am. So why not put your insurance on there too? Check out the app. It's so easy. And basically, you snap a photo of your license, and you'll get a quote in seconds. And you can use Apple Pay. That's it, really. So all this stuff you have to go through to get car insurance, gone. Go makes it so easy. So stop filling out paperwork. Do it fast. You don't have time for this stuff. That's why Go makes it so quick. Search for Go Insurance in the App Store, G-O, Go, or go to go.insure, and you can see how crazy fast car insurance can be. Just download the Go app to get a quote, and it's fast, it's easy, and it's faster than saying, hey, man, I'm going to fill out a bunch of paperwork. That's Go Car Insurance, G-O.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.